want to finish the class by 8:15. And so we talk about that, you know, we have to receive communion at least once a year for those who already admit to First Communion, and also when we are in danger of death, if we are still able to receive her. And then to receive communion, we should, you know, there is the spiritual preparation, but also the physical preparation. The spiritual, two things are important. The first one is that we should be in the state of grace. So if somebody in the state of mortal sin, the person needs to go to confession before receiving communion. So should be in the state of grace. And then the second one is that the person receiving should have the right intention. You know, why am I receiving communion? You know, it's because we know that communion is the best food to help us to love God, love Jesus, love others. It's also the best medicine to help us to overcome sin and temptation. It's the best food, it's the best medicine. So the right intention. So it's in a state of grace and right intention. That for the soul, for the spirit. And then, so that's why one of the important preparation for communion is confession. If there is mortal sin, we should not go to communion, but we should go to confession first before communion. Now, on the physical side, there are two things we should also do. We should fast. We should fast an hour before communion. And also we should respectful. So when we come to church, we dress properly. When we receive communion, we are showing our reverence and respect when receiving Jesus in communion. So to fast and to show respect, that the physical preparation. So when we receive communion, now in here on page 297, we should be devout and recollect. Think of the Lord whom we are receiving, and make fervent acts of virtue. So, you know, it's talking about, you know, when we're approaching, we should be our hand joined, and then not to be hurried, and then receiving properly. And then also, you know, the dress, you know, it's also talking about the women and girls, and that should be referenced. So, you know, it's talking about, you know, the dressing in modesty, you know, also showing disrespect. And then receiving communion, we will practice, you know, on Holy Saturday, you know, when we receive communion, that we receive properly. So that when the priest say the body of Christ, we say Amen. And then we can receive, you know, open our mouth and on the tongue, you know. And then also, if people receive on the hand, have to receive also in the correct way. Sometimes people don't receive on the hand in the incorrect manner. You know, they do it like this. You know, they do it, you know, all kinds of weird things.
Most people do the sign of the cross after. Is there something?
I don't think most people. Some people they do. I don't think that's required. But if you want to do it, it's okay. Yeah. Now the next session, 143. The chief effects of Holy Communion, you know, closer union with our Lord, and then also increase sanctifying grace, and preserve us from mortal sin, and remission of venial sin, and also lessen our inclination to sin. So basically, I say it's the best food, you know. So union with God, increase sanctifying grace so we can love God more. And then the best medicine, preserve ourselves from mortal sin, remission of venial sin, and also lessen our inclination to sin. After communion, we should not leave the church immediately, but should make a proper thanksgiving. To receive communion, we should prepare, but also we need to have proper thanksgiving. I thought about, you know, to prepare our soul should be in a state of grace, of the right intention, the body showing respect and fast. But after communion, then also we should make a proper thanksgiving. That's our duty, you know, receiving communion, that we should make a proper thanksgiving.
how soon after you have communion can you eat?
I don't think there is any rule for that one, but I think I don't think it's good to eat immediately. No, but I think wait a little bit is good. There's a story here. You know, Saint Philip Neri noticed a certain person for no reason habitually left the church immediately after receiving Holy Communion. In order to correct him, he told two acolytes, two outer servers, one day to accompany the man with lighted candles. As he walked home, the acolyte did as they were told. The people in the street stared in surprise, and the man, seeing his escort, asked them the reason for their following him. They replied that Father Philip Neri had so instructed them. The man returned to the church to find out St. Philip's purpose. The saint answered, "We have to pay proper respect to our Lord, whom you are carrying away with you. Since you neglect to adore him, I sent two acolytes to take your place." Realizing his fault, the man kneeled and made a proper thanksgiving after Holy Communion. So, Philip Neri is an interesting character. Yeah, you read his life, you find that he is a pity. He is a man with character, you know, like Pat, you know, Philip Neri. Yeah. So we should show our gratitude to our Lord for remaining always on our altars in the Holy Eucharist. So when we go to church to visit Him often, to go to weekday Mass when possible, attend parish devotion like adoration, benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. So it's always good when the church is open that we visit the church, to visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And then benediction, you remember like when we go into the church to look at the monstrance, we use the monstrance to bless the Holy Eucharist, to bless the people. Holy Hour is a devotion in honor of our Lord. It is often made before the Blessed Sacrament. So when on Friday from 2 to 3, usually we have Holy Hour. And during summertime, usually we have Holy Hour on Friday in the morning, right after the morning Mass. And then one of the devotion is called 40-hour devotion. 40-hour devotion is to remember, like Jesus died on Good Friday at 3 o'clock. And then resurrection, you know, of course we don't, I don't know where they find out the exact time, but people think about it's 7 o'clock in the morning. So if you count that, it's 40 hours. So there's a devotion to have the Blessed Sacrament exposed for 40 hours and do adoration for 40 hours. So when we did 40-hour devotion here, because, you know, it's a bit hard to have people stay up, you know, to come during the night time. So we somehow make the 40-hour like more spread out, like from Tuesday to Friday, you know, 10 to 10 on Tuesday, 10 to 10 on Wednesday, 10 to 10 on Thursday, and then a few more hours on Friday, and end up it's 40 hours. Okay, so any questions?
If, like, because I can't take communion, so I just take a blessing, is there something I'm supposed to say when I get the blessing?
No. So remember, what we learned about tonight, about communion, remember communion, that when we receive communion, we receive Jesus. And even though we just receive under the form of bread, you know, the whole Jesus is present there. Mm-hmm. So we receive the whole Jesus. If you receive only the precious blood, also you receive the whole Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then also we learn about that, in our current discipline, you have to fast an hour before receiving communion. And also, you can receive communion up to 2 times per day. The second communion, though, should be at a Mass that you attend. So you can receive communion up to 2 times a day. And then after you being admitted to First Communion, we have the obligation, serious obligation, to receive communion at least once a year at Easter time. And also we should receive communion when we are in danger of death. But the Church do encourage to receive communion frequently, even daily if possible. Now, to receive communion properly, remember we have to have the spiritual preparation. The soul should be in a state of grace, no mortal sin. And also we should receive communion with the right intention, the right reason and motive to receive communion. And then for the body, we must have fast an hour before communion. If you are sick or elderly, then you are exempt, if you are weak, you know. But normal people should fast an hour before communion. To fast mean nothing, no food, no ice cream, no drink like tea or coffee or juice, but you can drink water during that hour. You can take medication if you are sick. And then of course to be respectful when we are coming to church, in our dress, in our manner. And also we're talking about that to, when we receive communion, then the effect of Holy Communion is that it's the best food, it's the best medicine. So it's, that you are unite the soul, the body with Jesus, and also increase our charity, our sanctifying grace, and also help us to be preserved us from falling into mortal sin, remit our venial sin, and also lessen our concupiscence, our inclination to sin. And after receiving communion, we must make a proper thanksgiving. So it's not good that we just left the church, you know. And then even if we have to leave early, we should make our thanksgiving while we are in the car, or you know. So it should not neglect that proper thanksgiving. We saw our devotion to the Holy Eucharist by genuflecting when we come to church, by visiting before the Blessed Sacrament, coming to church to pray before the Blessed Sacrament, to attend devotion like Holy Hour or Benediction. So the church will have a different devotion to express her belief in Jesus present in the Holy Eucharist. Okay, so that's the lesson for tonight.